Bob, with regards to Mangdon, what went into your decision to send him out there for the ninth? Was it because he had the streak going and what he was doing, or was he dealing well enough that you and he felt strong enough, you felt good sending him?
Has nothing to do with the streak. You know, we had easy outs leading up to that. Pitch count was under control. Did it pretty well last time, so wasn't anything about a streak. As a matter of fact, if I felt like he was a little bit vulnerable, I might have just taken him out so he continued it.
Right.
But pitch well again. I mean, early count strikes, getting early outs. You know, that's how you can pitch deep in games, is when you keep your pitch count under control and you get ahead in the count.
You had a fantastic pitcher in April with Manaea. You have another great one in May with Mingmen. How do you feel now about your rotation, considering that you also have Trevor Cahill, who has done pretty well?
No, we feel good. I mean, you know, Trevor's the one guy we don't score a whole lot for, but, you know, in Daniel's case, it's all about kind of passing the baton. If one guy struggles some, then, you know, somebody's there to try to take over. And, you know, this has been Daniel's month. It's been absolutely terrific. And, you know, we saw it last year, at the end of last year, when he really gained the confidence and threw a couple complete games late in the year last year.
You warned us before the game not to expect too much from Chris Davis, because it was going to take him a while to get back in the groove. I think it took him one pitch. It was 1-0 and he hit it. It was the fact that he ran that well on the double that made you feel as good as the swing, that he looked so good?
I could care less how he runs, to tell you the truth. It's about being in the lineup and the effect that he has on everybody else. You see what everybody else did today, too. I mean, you know, there's certain guys that are more impactful than others, even if they're not swinging the bat, they're just in the lineup. They lengthen the lineup for you. You know, nail down the four hole. We're not having a matchup in that spot. He had a big effect on the game today. And certainly to get hit first time up, that makes you feel good. And, you know, after 10 days off, sometimes you can feel a little rusty, but it wasn't the case.
That's kind of my question, is that can you have a guy just show up? I mean, you seemed like he couldn't buy a hit for a while, and then home runs were flying all over the place. Just the psychological part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, certain guys have that effect. And it's nice to get hit your first time up. You know, this is a guy that we don't, you know, you don't want to send him on rehab after just 10 days, as long as he's swinging, you know, and he was after 3 or 4 days here. You know, Coco was another guy that we never had to send on a rehab. You know, he'd get in there and look like he didn't miss a beat, and that was the case for Chris today.
Chad had a little rough afternoon yesterday out in the field, and he makes that remarkable play to end the game today. What did you see on that play, and how big was that just to him to bounce back like that?
Well, the entire day for him, you know, he was that much more comfortable today. When you have shortstop's a tough position to play, and he, you know, he's got experience there, but not much for us this year, especially. And then you get thrown in there, and it's a different speed. And then today, you know, after playing there yesterday, just looked that much more comfortable. All the routine plays, first two balls of the game. You know, made a nice play up the middle on Smith, who runs really well. So, looked like he settled in there, and then, you know, kind of the cherry on top was the play he made, you know, to end the game. You know, I told him he can use his glove, too, and make it that dramatic, but it was a nice play.
What's the key to Mangdon doing this long-term? We've seen him, like you said, at the end last year,
right
now for a good month.
It's about throwing strikes and getting ahead. When you have four pitches, it's tough for hitters to think along with you. And he uses all four of those pitches. If you can narrow it down to two, it's 50-50, take a side of the plate away, it's a little easier to hit a guy. But with four pitches and pitching inside too, you know, you're seeing very few balls barreled up. You know, and maybe got a couple balls up, excuse me, in the last inning. Maybe that had something to do with him being a little bit tired, but you know, he is very difficult to think along with when he's throwing all his pitches for strikes.
Last one.
Was it nice to get a game where everything sort of just went well after the way this series has gone?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to get a game where everything goes well, period. But, especially after, you know, the frustration, certainly offensively, this homestand's been a little bit tough for us offensively to have a good game, you know, and then be able to add on and have Mangdon pitch in the way he did. You know, it feels easy. We had to use Trinan at the end, you know, in a safe situation, but good all-around game for us.